Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel. We are on the top line of page 274. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Mutar Litein Kison Shal Mayim O Shal Shar Mashkim Bekli Sheni Sheyesh Bo Mayim Chamin. One is allowed to place a keton, a little jug of water, or of other liquids, into a kli sheni that has hot water in it, aval b'kli rishon aser. So you're allowed to put a water bottle inside a kli sheni of hot water, but you're not allowed to put it inside a kli rishon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Pei Vav, a kiton shamayim, after mayim bilvad below kli gam kein mutter la'are b'so kli sheni v'kanal b'sif yudeis. We learned last night in Sif Yudeis that you're allowed to pour water into a kli sheni, because a kli sheni is not mevashel. So here the Mechaber is telling us about putting a keton shamayim, but really loose water is mutter as well, like you saw last night. But nokar al yedei kli mishum seifa. The reason the Mechaber over here in Sif Yud Gimel is mentioning that the water is in the kli when you're putting it into the kli sheni is because of the seifa. Lashmina, to teach us to be kli rishon afilu al yedei havsokas kli aser. That if you're going to put this water bottle into a kli rishon, not only is loose water going to be usher, but even the water in the bottle is going to be usher as well. Now, if you look at the Bir Alocha, Divra Maskel, Aval B'Kli Rishon Usher, he says, Nira, Shemat Sonanim Shebekli Elyon Merubim Kolkach. If there is so much cold water in the water bottle that you're placing in, she'i efshar she'is bashel, that it's not possible that it's going to be cooked by putting into the kli rishon, shari, then it's going to be mutter. De logara hecha de mafse kli mehecha she'nes arvu mamish kemavur begemara. It's no worse when you have a kli that's separating between the water in the kli and the water outside the kli than if you put the water loose. When you put a lot of water, we learned last night, so as long as it's not going to get cooked, it's going to make the water that's hot lukewarm instead of cooking the cold water. So it was mutter. So zakta bi alocha. In this case as well, although we're saying you can't put the water bottle in the kli rishon, but if the water bottle is so large that putting it into the kli rishon, it's not going to have the water in the bottle get cooked, that's going to be mutter as well. Sif katan pei zayin. So the Mechaber again said, you're allowed to put this keton shamayim or of other drinks into a kli sheni. Kli sheni mikri kishe'eru min kli rishon shiratichu achamin besocho lesoch kli zeh. A kli sheni is, as we know already, is a kli that was cooked with the water in it. The water was boiled in the first kli, that's a kli rishon. You poured it into this kli, that's called a kli sheni. Umutter afilu im hayat soledesbo. You're allowed to place this water bottle in the kli sheni, even if the water in the kli sheni is yat soledesbo. Aval im shoev the kli reikon mito kli rishon. But if instead of pouring from the kli rishon into the kli sheni, you took a ladle and you drew out the water from the kli rishon, so yesh omrim didino ke kli rishon. There are those who say that ladle or that kli that you scooped out the water from the kli rishon itself is considered a kli rishon. Ubeprat im mash. Specifically, if you left that ladle or that kli that you're drawing out the water with, you left it in there for a little bit, until it was boiling hot, so then when you take the kli to draw out the water from the kli rishon, if the kli stays in long enough that the water that's in the new kli is going to be boiling, so that itself will have the status of a kli rishon. So it's specifically a case where you're pouring from the kli rishon into the kli sheni, not necessarily when you're scooping out with a new kli from the kli rishon, because sometimes if it stays in too long, that ladle will be considered a kli sheni. If you look at note number 97, the second paragraph, he writes, HaChazonish Kosav, Shemachnisim esakaf lekedera ba'od al gab ha'esh. If you take the ladle to draw out the water, or whatever the liquid is, from the pot that's on the fire, so then nechsheves hakaf kekli rishon. Then the ladle that you're drawing the water out will be a kli rishon, because it's drawing out from a kli rishon that's al ha'esh. Umavliya opaletus, and it'll have the power of a kli rishon to absorb and to spit out. Achim machnisim osa la'acha shehusra hakedera meha'esh. But if you are using a ladle to draw out from the kli rishon after the kli rishon is already removed from the fire, so then says the Chazon Ish, nechsheves hakaf kekli sheni. Then it's considered only a kli sheni of the ladle. The ena mavliyo poletus, it does not absorb, it does not give off. Next paragraph, achen, however, If you dip the ladle into the klirishon for a very short amount of time, it's a very quick drawing out. You took it out right away. Before the ladle had a chance to heat up to the point of the yatzol ledesbo. So there, Rav Yashiv says, it's not considered a klirishon. Let's just summarize what we see over here in Sefer Gimel. Again, we said you are allowed to put a kiton shalmayim or of any liquids into a klisheni. A klisheni is not mevashel. You could not only put it in a kli inside the klisheni, but you could put it loose water, like we said last night, in the klisheni as well. But in a kli rishon, it's going to be usser. The Mishabura points out that it's only considered a klisheni if you pour the water from the kli rishon into another kli. But if you take the second kli to draw out from the first kli, so then that ladle may have the status of a kli rishon. Obviously, if it goes out very fast, it will not be a kli rishon, it will be a klisheni. The Chazarish says the chiluk is whether the first pot is on the fire or not, but that one would have to be careful about. Maybe the ladle is considered a kli rishon. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifya Dalet. Mutter litein kiton shalmayim oshar mashkim kineged ha'esh lahafik tzinosan. One is allowed to place, again, this kiton shalmayim, or of other liquids across from the fire in order to take away the chill from the water. So you want to make it not so cold, so you're allowed to place a kiton shalmayim kineged ha'esh. What exactly does that mean, kineged ha'esh? So zakta mechaber, ubilvad sheyitneim rachok meha'esh, as long as you put it far away from the fire, the inyan she'enu yochol hischamein ba'osu mokom ad she'teha yatzol ledesbo. As long as you put it far away from the fire, that there's no concern that this bottle of water or of any other liquid is going to reach a point of yatzol ledesbo. And the Ramos says, what does it mean yatzol ledesbo? Pirish, mischamemes v'nichves. That the hand gets hot and it burns. Da'hainu mokom she'kreso she'tinok nichvesbo. The level of water being hot as a yatzol ledesbo is the same level of water that will burn the stomach of a baby. So you're only allowed to put the kiton shamayim or any other liquids at a distance from the fire that it cannot possibly get to yatzol ledesbo at that point. But if you put it too close, and it's a place where it can get eventually to yatzol ledesbo, then it is aser. V'afilu lahaniach bo shoh ketana. Even if you're only going to leave it in that place for a short amount of time, she'tofik tzinaso, that it's going to take away the chill, it's still going to be aser. Kevan she'yachol lehisbashel sham. Since it can get cooked there, kevan she'yachol lehisbashel sham, we're worried you might forget it there and you will come to cook. And therefore, it has to be that the kiton shamayim is put far away enough from the fire that it can't possibly get the yatzol ledesbo. Putting it closer where it could get there, even if you don't plan on it, is going to be usser. The Ramos says, v'hu hadin beperos. The same thing is true when it comes to fruit. O sha'or dvarim ha'necholim kemo shein chayin. Or anything else that could be eaten raw, there is still an isra bishul, and you can't put it close enough to the fire that it could potentially get to yatzol ledesbo. Now we'll start with one small bir halacha before we go to the Mishnah Berurah, and that is lahafik tzinasan. We're talking about over here, you're trying to take away the chill from the water bottle, so you want to put it across in the fire, so make sure it's in a place where you can't get to lettuce bowl. Zok the bir halacha, v'afilu kedei lahashinami mutter. It's lav dafka zotach avaschayim that you're putting it there to take away the chill. It could even be that you want it to get to lukewarm, is also going to be fine. Kevan shelo yucha lagiel l'shir yatzol ledesbo. The main point is that it can't reach yatzol ledesbo. It doesn't matter whether you're putting it there to take away the chill or to warm it up a little bit, as long as it's a place where it cannot possibly get the yatzol ledesbo, it will be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Peches. The inyan she'enu yachol hainu. That means to say, shafilu im yamdu shom hamayim v'hamashkim zman meruba lo yischamu kokach. Even if you will leave this bottle of water or whatever liquid it is in that place for a long time, it will never heat up till this point. Only then it is mutter. The point of yatzol ledesbo, we explained, is also the same as the way a baby's stomach will get burnt. Sifkata petes de lo nucha l'shar biyad. Why are we giving another mushel? Once we say it's yatzol ledesbo, it's going to burn your hand, why do we have to say that's the same as that which will burn a child's stomach, a baby's stomach? So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's hard to evaluate yatzol ledesbo by the yad. D'yesh soled n'risicha mu'etes. Some people's hands burn with a little bit of a heat. V'yesh eino soled. Everyone's hands are more or less sensitive. Not everyone is exactly equal in terms of this, but I guess the baby's stomach is more uniform, and therefore we give the example of the baby's stomach. It's the person's hand who will burn at the same temperature that the stomach will burn. The exact temperature is discussed in great detail, note number 99, exactly when it is at the point of the Atzalezbo. Exactly, it discusses it in Celsius. You can use your translator to get it to Fahrenheit, but Ayin Shem in note 99. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ma'aseh Kadan Tzadi, Kevan Sheyachol. So we said again in the Mechaber, we said, Aval Asr Lekarvo El Ha'esh L'makom Sheyachol L'Hishamin. You can't put the water bottle close enough to the fire that it can even reach the point of the Atzel at this bow, even if you're leading it a short amount of time, since it's able to cook there. V'chayshinon dilma mishnali litlo. And we're worried that you might forget about taking it away. So even though your plan is not to cook the water, but since it's in a place where it can cook and people forget, you might leave it there and it will come to cook. Sifkatan Sadi Aleph, the Mechaber said, Hu adin peiros. This din, it's actually the Ramah, the same thing we're saying about a water bottle or a kli of any other kind of liquid. You could put it far enough away that it can't possibly reach out to Levisbo, but not at a place where it can reach out to Levisbo. This din is not limited to water bottles or any other kalim with liquids. The Ramah says, Hu adin peiros ushar dvarim, that are eaten raw. Says the Mishnah Berurah Hainu, Sha'asr la'anicham b'mikom ha'chom. You're not allowed to place those items either by a place of the heat, lahafik tzinasan, to take away the chill, pen yishkach ad she'yitzolo, because we're afraid you might forget, and it might go ahead and roast the foods. The afshen e'cholen kemo she'in chayin, and even though these foods that we're discussing over here can be in raw, gam kein asr, it is still forbidden. The shayich b'hen she'in bishul, because it is shayich on them, the she'in bishul. Shehein mishtabchem al yidei zeh, because l'mais, even though they can be eaten raw, it does step up the quality when it is cooked. It is more geshmak when it's cooked. Avalit non rochuk me'esh, but to place these food items far away from the fire, afilu dover shein nechal kamoshu chayshari, even if it's something that can't be eaten raw, if it's far away from the fire enough that it can't reach out, so let us know, that would be mutter. Still, you are allowed to place a towel or a kli that's made out of lead close to a fire to warm it up. Hainu, sheyesh b'hakli tavshil shelo nitzanin. We're talking about a case where there's a towel or there's some kind of vessel that is covering a dish that is liquid and it's not cooled off yet. V'rotze sheyiyacham, and you want it to be warmed. Af imu karov kolkach, even though it's so close to the fire. At sheyuchal hakli lios nitach, it's at a point where the vessel can melt. Shum, over there. O lisof ha'aluntas, where the towel can burn. Now the dish, which is liquid, but it's still warm, is not going to be a problem of bishul achar bishul, because we hold ein bishul achar bishul, even if it's only still a little bit warm, like the Ramah that we're going to see shortly. So since it's ein bishul achar bishul, there's no problem of the food item, which is liquid, which is still warm, because you're just heating it up more, that wouldn't be a problem. The only problem would be burning the towel or melting the kli, that's also going to be mutter. Why? You don't want your towel to burn, you don't want your kli to melt, and therefore, even if it happens, it's mutter, it's a davar shein meskavin, it's certainly not a psik resha. The gamin, furthermore, mistama lo yishkach, mistama, you're not going to forget it. The zohar harbin, be very careful, likach oso misham, to take it away from there, kodem sheyatech o yisra, before it melts or burns. No one wants their kli to melt, no one wants a towel to burn, so we assume, even if it's in a place where it could potentially melt or burn, you'll be careful about it, you're not going to let that happen, and therefore that is going to be mutter. To summarize, if you're dalit, again, if you have a bottle of water, or any kind of food that is already cooked, you are allowed to put it a little distance from the fire at a point that it cannot get to Yad Selevesbo. Once it's at a point that could get to Yad Selevesbo, even if you plan on taking it away before it gets to that point, that is going to be 100% usur. In this case over here, we have the towel, we have this kli, that the towel or the kli can get ruined, so then we're not worried you're going to forget it, then it'll be mutter to put it there, even if there's a dish inside that has liquid and is already cooked, as long as it is still warm, so we have no problem with bishul achar bishul. So mitzad the food it's mutter, mitzad the kelim, the towel, we're not worried that you're going to let it burn and you're going to forget about it, and therefore that will be permissible. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Siv Tesvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.